Canadian regulators say a mine about 40 miles northeast of Juneau has agreed to reduce pollution leaking into a nearby river, but it won't have to restart a shuttered water treatment plant many southeast Alaskans want back in operation. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the latest on the controversy surrounding the Tulsiqua Chief Mine.
Current owner Chieftain Metals Corporation did install pollution control equipment several years ago, but it shut it down because of its high cost. Critics in Alaska want the provincial government to force the company to start it up again. But at least for now, that's not going to happen.
There are things that the company can do short of firing up a full water treatment plant at that site that will make a difference.
Bill Bennett is British Columbia's Minister of Mining and Energy. His agency and two others recently notified the Tulsiqua Chief Mine that it's out of compliance with its provincial permits.
We have asked them for a plan showing us how they would make some changes there that would, you know, alleviate some of the issues, such as the spilled oil and in some cases some water going directly into the river. There are ways that they can divert that water. They can put it through settling ponds. There's a number of things they can do.
This is just kind of putting a Band-Aid on the issue or kind of dancing around the margins.
Chris Zimmer is with Rivers Without Borders, which has campaigned for transboundary mine safety for about 15 years. He says diverting more mine water into settling ponds won't do the job. That's because they're small and will eventually overflow.
So essentially what Bennett is saying is we're going to do a few minor things around here, but the biggest problem of this direct discharge of polluted water to the river, we're not going to be able to do anything about.
Bennett says his government is not giving up on the water treatment plant. It's told mine owners to prepare a plan for reactivation within 90 days. But he says forcing that to happen now could push Chieftain toward bankruptcy.
We want this company to be able to build a mine there so that they can operate this water treatment plant and pay for the improvements that are necessary.
The news comes as state and provincial leaders work on agreements giving Alaska a larger role in transboundary mine regulation. Tulsiqua Chief's owners could not be reached immediately for comment. The Chieftain Metals website did not appear to include any response to the notices of violation or criticism from Alaskans. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.